Thank you for calling the Debra Provera hotline. This is Lupe speaking on a recorded line.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes, I
how
have
are
a
you?
potential claimant. Oh, I'm sorry. I have
You're
a
fine.
potential claimant to transfer over to you. I submitted her information through the portal. Her first name is Yolen, last name is Smith.
Oh, yeah, I got that over here. And then can I just confirm the phone number before I let you go?
Yes,
It is.
678-360-4187.
Perfect. I got that on my end. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Ms. Smith. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. What about you?
I'm doing okay myself. Thank you for asking. I'm assuming I'm assuming you want to meet the cri you wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All righty. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim already?
No.
All righty. And then this question is kind of similar to what I just asked, just a little bit differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, Mrs. Smith, that you have not signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm. And then you are filing this claim for yourself, is that correct?
That's correct.
All righty. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All righty. And then, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
All righty, and I'm sorry to hear that. What was
Thank
the
you.
date? What was the date of your diagnosis?
July 2015.
Alrighty, just putting that down here for you. And then you said that was July of 2015. So that is 7. And then do you remember the day, perhaps, or you want me to put the first of that month?
The day of the diagnosis,
Yeah.
it was the 15th
The
of
15th.
2015.
I got you. So July 15th of 2015. Okay. Thank you for that. And then, what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is December 3rd, 1987.
1997?
87.
Oh, 87. All righty. Putting that down here for you. Alrighty, and then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
I don't
You
know.
don't? No, that's fine. All right, and then once again, for your date of birth, I had 12/03/1987, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Sorry, I just wanted to confirm that before I continued. And then, did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
The name brand, okay. And then, all right. And then it's asking, did you use the name brand Depo Provera before, prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? That would be a no, right? Because you didn't use the generic version.
Yeah, that's no. I only use the Depo-Provera,
I
the
see
injection.
the name brand. I see. And then, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
I used it for 5 years.
Okay, so more than 1 year, I see. Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before being diagnosed?
You said within 1 year?
Yeah, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before being diagnosed?
Yeah, I
Yes.
have 4 shots a year. Yes,
Oh, I
that's
see. Okay.
correct.
Yeah, that was like, thank you for confirming that.
No
And
problem.
then it's asking here, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
All righty. And then here it's just asking for your usage dates. Basically when you first started using Depo and when you stopped. So can I first start with your usage date when you first started?
So I started February 2010.
Okay, so February 2010 is when you started. Alrighty. And then can I, let me put this down here first for you. So that is two, and then the first of 2010 is okay, or do you recall like what specific day in 2010?
I don't know what specific day. I just know it was February 2010.
No worries.
Yeah.
The first of 2010, is that if that's okay with you?
Okay.
Okay. And then what was the usage stop date?
July 2015. I don't recall the exact day though.
Okay, I see. No worries. I'll put the first as well then, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right, so that's, you said that was July. So that's going to be 7/01/2015. All righty. All right, and then just for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have already the spelling of your first name, so I'm just going to confirm that with you. I have it as Yolan. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you so much. And then, do you have a middle name?
Yes.
Can I get just the initial of your middle name?
M.
M as in Mary, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. So M, and then I have the spelling of your last name as in Smith, as in S M I T H. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Alrighty. And then is there any suffix in your name, like a junior or senior, the second?
No.
Thank you. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up the medical records, can you please provide me with your social security number?
They're going to pull it up themselves because I can send it over.
You can, if you
I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that. If you don't, you can always provide me with just the last four.
9654.
Thank you so much for that. So I got 9654.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And then I already have a primary contact email here on file. Can you just confirm if it's correct? I have your first name as Yolan and then smth@gmail.com.
SMTH, yes. So it's my first and last name, but Smith without
the I. Got you.
Yep.
And then your primary phone number I have here as 678-360-4187.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then is this the mobile phone?
Yes.
All right. So soon as we finish this intake form here, soon as I hit the submit button, it's going to send over some documents over to you. It's just going to require some signatures on your end. After you sign
okay.
those, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you. What is your contact preference for the attorneys to reach out to you? So it only lets me choose one. It's between phone, text, or email.
Email will probably be better for me.
Email is better for you? Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is the best time of day for them to email you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning? Okay. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then can you provide me with your primary contact address?
It's 185 Christopher, like the name. Michael, like the name.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is and that, then Lane, just L-N for Lane.
Is that Hampton? Is that in California?
Hampton.
Oh, Hampton. Okay.
No, it's in
Georgia.
Georgia, it's
yeah.
Georgia.
Sorry
mm-hmm.
about that. Yeah, I saw it Tracy in California, but it's Hampton, Georgia. I see it here. Thank you for that. Just going to repeat this for you, okay? It is 185
okay.
Christopher Michael Lane, Hampton, and then the county is Henry County, and then state, Georgia.
Yes.
And then
yes.
code is 30228.
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then is this a house or is this an apartment or unit number? Does it have like a...
A house.
A house? Okay. So no apartment
mm-hmm.
or unit number. I see. Do you know the diagnosing doctor name?
Yes.
Can you please provide me with that?
Yes, his name is Joshua Weewell. I can spell his last name for you if you need me to.
Yes, please. That would be great.
W-E-W-E-L.
Oh, I found him. Atlanta, Georgia. I found him here, actually. So Joshua spelled as J-O-S-H-U-A, and then last name is W-E-W-E-L.
Yes.
Atlanta, Georgia. I see him here. Thank you for that. It's asking for the diagnosing facility name. Do you remember the hospital where Joshua told you were diagnosed?
Yes. It's Piedmont Fayette Hospital.
Is it Piedmont, Atlanta? Is it 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest?
No, it's different Piedmonts here. This one is Piedmont Fayette.
Oh, Fayette.
F-A-Y-E-T-T-E.
All right, so you said it was F-A-Y?
Uh-huh, F-A-Y-E-T-T-E.
All right, thank you for that. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, Piedmont Fayette. All right, I see. It's 1255 Highway 54 West. Fayetteville,
yes.
Georgia, 30214. See it here.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. I'm just going to copy and paste this here. And then I just want to confirm the phone number here I have on Google. It's, let me just copy and paste this. It is 770-719-7000.
For the hospital?
Yeah. Facility phone.
Well, I would just Google it too. I don't have the, I have the doctor's number. I don't have the.
Oh, no, that's fine. It's just asking for the diagnosing facility phone. So I'm assuming that's for the hospital. So that should be good.
Okay.
Thank you for that, though. Then it's asking here any prior cancer diagnosis.
No, not prior to this, no.
Thank God. And then it's saying here treating doctor name. would it be the same doctor, Joshua Willow, or... would it be a different doctor?
Well, he did my surgery.
Oh, so he would be the treating doctor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, I see. I'm just going to do a copy and paste for this section as well.
Okay.
Alrighty, and then it's asking here for the prescribing doctor name. You know who prescribed you the Depo shots?
Yes, his name is David Farmer.
Okay, David. Oh, that's easy to spell. So David Farmer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then it's asking prescribing facility name. Do you remember the facility name?
Well, so... he prescribed it. So I guess Eagles Landing Family Practice.
Eagles as in E-G-O? Eagles Landing.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Like an eagle?
Oh,
like a bird.
Oh, like a bird. I'm sorry about that. Eagles Landing Family Practice?
Uh-huh.
And that is in Georgia, right?
Yes.
Let's see here. Do you have the address? I put Eagles Landing Family Practice, but it's showing a lot of...
Yes, it's the Hampton office. I'll give you the address.
Look it up. I could probably find it for you. I think I found it. Alo Health Primary Care at Hampton. It's 1058 Bear Creek Boulevard, Hampton, Georgia, 30228?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's asking pharmacy name. I'm assuming it would be the same name, right? ILO Health?
Well, no, the pharmacy is Walmart.
Oh,
Walmart
I see.
Pharmacy? Yeah.
Walmart, okay. It's asking for the pharmacy address. Do you know what Walmart it was?
It was just the Walmart. I just always say the Walmart on Tara Boulevard. T-A-R-A. Boulevard.
I think I found it here. Walmart Supercenter. The address is 11465 Tara Boulevard, Hampton, Georgia, 30228.
Yep.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, I believe we're almost done here. All right, and the next question here is just asking, do you have a copy of the medical records for the diagnosis?
Yes, I can send those over.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, that's great. How would you be able to provide these medical records, by mail or electronically or both?
How do you guys prefer them? I can email them.
Oh, I could put down both. When the attorneys reach out to you, you can let them know, like, what's their best way for them to receive
prefer.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to put down both.
Okay.
Then you could do both. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally up to you. It's optional. Would you like to add an emergency contact number?
Yeah, you can use my husband's as my emergency contact.
All right. And then he lives with you, correct?
Yes.
All right. So I'll put lives with, and then can I get his first name?
His first name is Huberman. I'll spell that for you.
Whenever you're ready.
H-U-B-E-R-M-A-N-E.
Oh, so I got it. It is H-U-B-E-R-M-A-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then the initial of the last name, is it S?
It's E.
Oh, E. Okay, got you.
Mm-hmm.
And then can I get his phone number, please?
Yes, it's 678.
678.
490.
490.
1309.
I got 1309. Okay, so I got 678-490-1309. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, and it says emergency relationship. So that would be, you said husband?
Husband, yes.
Thank you. And then for emergency contact email, do you guys share the same email? Would you want me to put down your email? It's asking for emergency contact email.
Yeah, you could put down my email. That's fine.
Okay.
He's not good with emails.
No, no worries. I'll put down yours as well.
Okay.
All righty. And then for the address, that would be the same as yours. So let me just copy and
mm-hmm.
paste that. All righty. Yeah, it looks like we're done on the intake. I'm just going to review it over and see if I didn't miss anything I needed to fill out. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on like a 30-second hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Alrighty, it looks like it went in successfully. You should be receiving it any second now.
Okay.
And it's under Guadalupe at masstortstrategies.com.
And that's coming to my email?
It's coming through both. I believe I sent it through your text message and email.
Okay, let me check.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be texting you on my direct number. Mrs. Smith, on my direct number, so you can have it if you have any other questions or concerns in the future. And then I'm going to be providing you with the attorney information on that text message as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then while I prep that text message, I'm going to pull myself on mute. Just look over the document, sign it, and if you have any other questions, just feel free to, you know, call me over.
Okay.
All right, yeah, Mrs. Smith, it looks like it is completed. I just got it on my end. But yeah, you did a great job. It was a pleasure talking to you. But before I let you go, did you receive my text message on my direct number?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. So yeah, like I said on my direct number, if you have any questions or concerns in the future, you can feel free to text me or call me on that direct number. I left the attorney's information there on that text. But yeah, that's basically it. You have a blessed day.
So I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the documents that I just signed, that will be sent to my email as well, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then, like I said before, the attorneys will be contacting you in a couple business days because you already signed a document, so it shouldn't take too long, just a couple business days. Basically, to let you know the next steps, you know, what to expect coming forward. But that's basically it. You did your end. We did our end. And we just wait for that call from the attorneys, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.